This fan-run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, giving new customers a can't-miss offer. New customers can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was 1943, so folks, this is a no-brainer. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
I watched that video of the cuddly pig putting up all of his toys in his basket. Just being real sweet and cuddly and cute, just oinking around,
airing every day from
noon to 3.
Oink, oink, oink.
On 1340 WKGN.
That moved me. Shark? No. Sharks aren't cuddly. Sharks can't put their toys back in the bin when they're through playing with them. You can't pet a shark. You can't have a shark come up to you and bring you something or show you affection. They don't care about us.
Sharks are killers.
Hour two kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour two headlines. Draven Fine coming your way right now.
Me and Hayden just talking about it. Excited as we'll be in Neyland Stadium tomorrow. And we'll have a little light show, cell phone light show, Hayden, the beginning of the third quarter. Go ahead and download the GBO Zone app to your phone and be ready for the start of the third quarter with the lights. Just
better,
going crazy, what? Huh?
Better hope Tennessee's still in the game.
Come on. I hate that negative talk.
No, I'm just...
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay.
Better hope Tennessee's in the game. I'm just... Be up at halftime, I mean, buddy.
If I'm just saying Tennessee's running...
Fired up.
We're running out. We're bringing out all the big guns. Just need to win.
You like this, though? The light show? It's kind of cool. Get to throw your phone up.
Whatever makes people have fun at the game, man.
You
whatever
excited,
gets
Hayden?
The young, whatever gets Hayden happy, gets the college kids happy, get the 8, 9, 10-year-olds happy that and make them want to keep coming back to games...
I liked it in basketball.
You liked it in basketball?
Almost got me.
Third time's a charm?
Almost got me. Yeah, I will say you probably should download it before you get on campus because you probably won't have the internet to do it.
Good point.
That is a good point.
Yeah, good point by Hayden. So
look at you helping everybody out.
That'd be exciting, though.
God.
And it's the same app as
tomorrow, ain't it?
Yeah, it's the same app as the one for the basketball team. Yeah. It used to be called Hoops Hype, and now it's just called, what, GBO Live?
GBO Zone app.
Or GBO Zone.
GBO Zone,
so,
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, all you have to do is, like, update the Hoops Hype app, and it changes to GBO Zone.
Pretty cool. Man, I'm getting goosebumps, John, just thinking about this game. I'm excited. I don't go to a lot of games, Hayden. I'm not at every game like you, trying to boo.
I don't go
I'm
to
excited.
Every game. I don't go to every game.
Go to most of them.
So I feel like you've been every home.
I left at halftime last week. I'm not this big.
Well, you went, though.
Took the time out of your day.
Just because you're a bad fan doesn't mean you aren't at the game. You've just morphed into a social event fan. That's all you are. You're just there to be seen and get the Instagram pictures with your girlfriend.
Don't you hate those guys,
too? That's who he is.
Don't you hate those people?
Yeah. He just morphed into a, I'm there because it's an event.
I'm not an Instagram
It's only $10. Might as well go.
Right.
Although I will be getting a picture with the bus this weekend, John. Maybe me and you could get together. Something like that.
Okay.
Get your cloud up on Instagram.
There you go.
I do need to get my Instagram cloud up. Twitter cloud's good. I just don't have much of an Instagram cloud. See John.
It's harder.
See John Reed on Instagram.
Halloween right around the corner.
Let's
I'm working
go.
On that costume idea, Cam. I'm working on it.
You got 56
I'm working
minutes.
On it. I got 56 minutes. So got to worry about headlines, and then we're going to dive into it. Got a couple ideas. Got a list going right now.
Okay.
So we'll rattle those off, see which one hits.
Top 100 guy Halloween costumes.
Miles Garrett also getting into the Halloween festivities as he has gravestones of quarterbacks that he's played against in his front yard. Did you guys see the pictures of this?
No.
Kind of funny. He's got one for old Big Ben, number 7 out there. Got
that
the
one's
Steelers
not funny. That one's actually scary. Big Ben is close to the grave.
Yep. Might be right. One of the more interesting ones may have been the one with Mason Rudolph. That was also on. We know that Tim and Mason Rudolph have had their problems in the past. But, yeah, he's pretty much got every quarterback, it looks like, that he's played. Joe Burrow, Justin Fields, Mac Jones on this list.
I'm pretty sure it's just the teams from this year. Isn't
Is
it the schedule from this
sure
year?
About that one?
Yeah, because Herbert's on there.
Well, why the hell is Mason Rudolph on there? He's not going to be playing against Mason Rudolph.
I know. I think he's doing it ironically.
Okay. Can you put Justin Herbert on there? Because
that's what I was thinking when I saw that. I was like, got to get your ass.
He scored 47 points on you, bro.
He's out there, though.
I'm pretty sure it's the schedule. They need you to put Mason Rudolph on there, which
is
funny.
Yeah, you might be right because there's Kyler Murray as well on there. So.
Is it just every quarterback? Is Ryan Tannehill on there?
Don't see Tannehill in these pictures. So
you better show some damn respect.
He's on the schedule.
That's what I just said. I asked if he just play every quarterback on there, just like just in the NFL. And see, I saw the picture, but I didn't like examine the picture.
Right.
Don't get smart with me, Hodden. He's on the schedule. Okay. Well, neither is Mason Rudolph.
It's true.
You jamoke.
Pretty creative idea, though.
Is it
from Myles Garrett? You don't like this?
Stole it from LeBron.
What did LeBron do?
When they had those graveyard things for the Warriors at their party, stole it from LeBron. After they beat the Warriors.
Corey Rotson says he thinks it's the quarterbacks that he sacked, that he's gotten a sack on.
Oh, okay.
That might make a little bit more sense why he's doing all that. So
that does make more sense.
Yeah.
Thanks for him for being able to tell your headlines or explain your headlines. Good job.
That was close enough. Staying with the Cleveland Browns, John, here's a headline. Nick Chubb, big news here, officially out against the Cardinals. Big game, too.
Ooh,
Cardinals.
Oh,
no. Nick Chubb.
Nick Chubb not playing.
Yep.
How does it make you feel, Draven, as he was one of the only two guys with a chance to catch Derrick Henry?
We still got Elliott. Zeke going to be running all over the Patriots, so we'll be all
right. Right, one of two guys is what I said, and there's one of them that's going to be pretty much eliminated now. He's already 120 yards behind. He's going to be 200 yards behind by the time he comes back. How does that make you feel?
Long season.
I'll let you buy it out for your ticket.
No. You should take that, Draven.
Oh, should I?
It's
I agree
free.
With
I mean,
I still like my odds.
You're not even.
Like
you're not paying any money.
You're not even paying any money. Yeah, just give me the ticket. I'll go with your cousin and her husband or boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
I'll go with them.
Tell them about how
I'll
much
be nice
Draven
to them.
Hates them.
No, I'll be nice to them. I'm charming. They'll come out liking me. Not more than you. I'm not saying that, but they'll like me. Oh, Draven, John's so funny.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or I'll just leave him alone and go, stand somewhere else, sit somewhere else, whatever you want me to do, and we'll call it even.
I'm good.
This could be a $1,000 decision.
No, I'm good. I still like my odds.
When it gets here, I don't want you crying about how we weren't being serious because I've given you 10 chances to get out of it. I'll let you just get a free chance to get out of it.
Yeah.
That's what I was
busted kneecap.
Come on, Zeke. Come on, Zeke. We got to eat, baby.
Okay.
We got to eat this weekend.
All right.
I still feel pretty good about it.
No,
you
don't.
Never know what could happen. We're 5 games in.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. After 10 games, he might be 300 yards up. The thing is, Derrick Henry doesn't get started till late November.
That's rush defense, man. What are they, second, third best in the NFL?
That's completely fine. He had 50 yards against them last year and still ran for 2,000. So, again, he comes along late in the season. That's Tractorcito time. That's King Henry time. But okay.
See if he's worn out by then. You keep giving this guy 35 touches.
Yep. I'm sure he'll be way more worn out than the defenses.
He's giving 35 touches.
Said the
I don't
same
know
thing
if he's going to be the same running back in December. I don't
said,
know.
They said
I don't know.
They said the same thing last year, and he ran for 2,000.
Yeah, extra game.
Okay.
I don't know.
So you don't want to give me the ticket?
No. Okay. You're not getting the ticket.
I gave you a free chance out of it.
Okay.
God, Todd's in the schedule in Miami and Houston.
Yeah.
That's probably 500 yards right there.
Whew.
Yeah.
Zeke's still right there, boys. Whew. Still right there.
Not really. He's like, what, 150 yards behind?
Breakout performance
180 yards
against
behind.
The Patriots. Starting to really heat up, too. Talk about starting to heat up. Man.
I think they're just going to keep giving Pollard more and more carries. Either way, whatever. I'll give you your chance.
Okay.
You don't want it?
Nope.
Fine by me.
No, thanks. I'll play my odds.
Good luck.
Zach Ertz traded right after playing last night for the Eagles. He is traded today. It was pretty emotional, too, as they saw him walking back to the locker room after the game. Kind of seemed like he knew it was coming. He's traded to the Arizona Cardinals. Of course, they just had their tight end, Max Williams, out for the season with an injury. So it seems like a good addition for Arizona. Is Zach Ertz any good play left in this guy, you think?
They're selling high on him. I mean, he scored a touchdown last night. So
what they get back in return?
I believe it's like a fifth round pick. Is what I saw.
Okay,
I
mean, and a cornerback.
We're a year away from like, we're a year removed from Ertz being like, you know, thought of as the third best tight end in the league. So I mean, I don't know if he has a lot left in the tank. I know, like, you know, he's going to feel like he's in heaven. Being with Kyler Murray after being with Jalen Hurts for, you know, a year and a half, and Carson Wentz before that, like, he's going to be so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Kyler will get him the ball. He won't get double covered by any means. Like, he will probably thrive.
Do the Eagles have a bye week next week?
Ertz can't play this week, by the way. There's a rule that
I was wondering about
that,
too.
He can't play. He's out Sunday.
But I was wondering because Goddard, like, he didn't play this week.
Goddard had COVID. Yeah, but he's, I would imagine he'll be back next week.
Okay. That's what I was wondering.
They do play next week, too.
And the Eagles right now on pace for 3 top 8 picks. You seen that?
Yeah.
They have 3 picks currently in the top 8, which I guess that means Houston's got 3 picks in the top 8. Just trailing for Deshaun Watson. I mean, that's a pretty easy sell right there. Here you go. Here's your friend. That's all I'm giving you. 3 top 10 picks. Take it or leave it.
I don't know if the Colts are going to be as bad as they are now by the end of the season, so that might pick be a little.
So how does that work?
3 top 15 picks.
Yeah.
So they get the Colts pick no matter, like, there was no restrictions on it?
No, Carson Wentz has to play at least 70% of the snaps or play 75% of the snaps or 70% of the snaps if the Colts make the playoffs. So there are some restrictions on it. So, like, if the Colts are going to miss the playoffs, I could see Carson Wentz shutting it down and having some type of surgery to keep them from actually having to give up a first-round pick. It's a second-round pick, if so.
Okay. And then where are the other 2 picks from? Well, one's going to be from the Eagles.
One's from their own, and I think the other, would that be from the Dolphins whenever they traded back? The Dolphins, like, traded with the 49ers, then traded with the Dolphins. Then the Dolphins traded with the 49ers.
The three-way trade last year?
And then traded, well, it was like 2 separate trades, but like, it came back-to-back. And then they traded back up with the Eagles.
Yeah, I remember that.
Smith or whatever it was.
Pretty sure that's right, yep.
So the Eagles, you know, maybe some help's on the way.
So you do like this move? Think this would be a good addition for him?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I think Zach Ertz still has.
They're missing so much, I feel like. I don't know.
Move to the NBA. We had a GM for the Bucks, John Horst, agreeing to a new contract extension. Of course, helping the Bucks get back in the championship ways with Giannis. So probably no surprise here. First championship in 50 years, and he's getting a pretty big extension.
Who's getting an extension?
Bucks GM.
Oh, okay.
John Horst, yep.
Okay. Budenholzer get a big extension, too?
Kind of feel like he did, didn't he?
Or they're just like, hey, we won't fire you. You can just keep coming back. Like, your key fob will still work. You can still get in the building. That's kind of like getting an extension, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Not an extra money, but you're still got a job. We're extending our terms of employment with you.
Crazy. Goes from hot seat to contract extension. I think he did. He agreed to a 3-year contract extension.
I was going to say, I don't feel like the Bucks GM was ever on the hot seat. It wasn't his fault.
Mm-hmm.
No one felt like it was his fault. I mean, the Drew Holiday trade was pretty good. I guess maybe you could blame him for not getting bogged on, but they won a championship, so they don't care. They're riding high. Any more headlines?
I'll throw this out here, too. Speaking of injuries, we talked a little bit about Nick Chubb. Tua, official. He was expected to start in London versus the Jags. So, good to go. Ready. Missed, the last 3 weeks? Hasn't played since week 2.
Is he going to make a difference?
That's the big question.
What do you think?
I would say no.
No?
They'll beat the Jags, surely, right? Right?
I mean,
right?
I mean, maybe.
Battle Florida.
Jags, I mean, I feel like I've been playing better than the Dolphins have.
Honestly, I've been competitive.
Agree or disagree?
Agree. I do think the Jags, I'm pretty sure they average more points per game and allow less points, too, than the Dolphins right now, which, of course, the Dolphins kind of got blown out a couple of times, so.
Hour 2 headlines are brought to you by G&J Auto. Our partners at G&J Auto Graphics. They're giving another set of giveaways this month. Go to fanrun.com, fanrunradio.com. Click on the G&J Auto giveaway link to register. Go ahead. They're giving away free detailing sessions, free window tints, ceramic pro coatings. Just go to our website, fanrunradio.com. Click on the GNJ Auto giveaway link to register. Choose which service you want. The prize drawings will be done weekly, so sign up today. It's quick, it's easy, and best of all, it is free. We appreciate GNJ Auto Graphics, Knoxville's premier auto care company, for their support. Cam, send us to break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, is there anything else in college football going on this weekend? I guess it feels like a big letdown weekend for college football. Whenever the CBS game is, what? I mean, Kentucky, Georgia?
Are they doing another 12 o'clock CBS game this week, too?
I don't think they are. Are they? I mean,
yeah, they are.
Who is that?
Auburn, Arkansas. That's what I thought.
Does that mean Auburn, Arkansas is better than Tennessee, Ole Miss in their eyes? Because that seems dumb.
I don't know why they're doing these 12 o'clock CBS games.
Are they trying to squeeze in as many games as they can as possible before the TV deal runs out?
Maybe. But I figure if you're going to do that, why don't you just do 3:30 and 8 like they did last week? I mean, that's probably the most watched game of the season so far.
Yeah, but it does seem like they have a limit on the night games they can do.
Yeah.
Or else they'd do that more often, you would think. I mean, you think they'd put every big game there at night? Although maybe not. Maybe the 3:30. I'm sure the 3:30 makes sense, I guess, just because maybe people go out on Saturday nights.
I mean, the late ESPN game this week is Alabama and Mississippi State.
Right.
And TCU Oklahoma is at 7:30 on ABC.
So are they trying to tell us that we're the fourth best game in the SEC this week? Is that what they're telling us?
I guess.
I don't know.
I mean, 3:30 gets the slot.
Do you really want the noon CBS game with, like, the secondary CBS crew? I don't think that's that great of a spot either.
I'm just saying, in terms of TV viewership, they want their eyes on the biggest games. More people have CBS than they have SEC Network. I mean, if it's on cable TV, I mean.
It's more ridiculous that Alabama and Mississippi State's on ESPN and we're not. That's the more ridiculous thing here.
Well, an undefeated Alabama would have been a bigger draw than Tennessee Ole Miss. I would imagine just because it's an undefeated Alabama. I don't know what they feel like about this Alabama team that's already got one loss. That Nick Saban's already saying people are doubting us. People don't think we're among the elite anymore. Do you see him saying that?
Okay, Lord. Nick.
Relax, bro. Relax. So it sounds like a pretty bad college football weekend. Am I to believe that, Hayden? Is there anything? Am I missing something?
Compared to last week, and I think it's a pretty big step down from all those top 25 games we had last week.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, anything would be a step down from last weekend.
Last week was probably the best week of the season.
I'd say best week of the last, like, 5 years, honestly.
5 years?
I mean, maybe that's a little hyperbolic, but 3 years at least. I mean,
I agree.
Last week was good. Propped up with, like, traditional rivalries like Oklahoma, Texas. You had Alabama lose. Top five matchup between Iowa and Penn State. A fun game between Arkansas and Ole Miss. I'd say it's pretty good. I mean, especially if you consider, like, how the games went as well. Not just, like, the matchups. Because sometimes we get those matchups. We had one of those a couple weeks ago that were just, like, a dud. Mm-hmm. Supposed to be good and then just a bunch of dud. So what you're telling me is I'm not going to miss out on much by being out all day. Tailgating.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have much casual interest in these games, like, unless you're gambling on them.
There's a couple of decent noon slot games.
I mean, I'm intrigued by Oklahoma State and Texas, right? Just to see, like, how good Oklahoma State is.
Florida LSU, kind of interesting. No. Coach O,
that
on,
game
the,
is
Coach
not
o
interesting.
On the brink.
That game is not interesting. That'll be 30-0.
What game are you talking about?
LSU. They've literally quit on him.
Who are they playing?
Florida.
You think Florida's going 30-0?
I think it's going to be bad.
It's homecoming for LSU.
I mean, Dan Mullen was literally losing his mind at halftime, beating Vandy 28-0, saying that it wasn't good enough. Yeah. That was literally the perfect game for, like, for you to win easily and still, like, not, like, let up because you played bad, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. It just seems like a little bit of lip service when you're doing it against Vanderbilt. Like, relax, bro. You're up 28-0. Okay, just relax. Even more embarrassing to be screaming about how you're embarrassed about the Vanderbilt game. Like, take it easy, fella. Do it against LSU. Demand perfection against LSU. Relax. So you got Florida big this weekend?
Yeah.
Man. You see Ed Orgeron getting testy with one of the reporters trying to ask him a question about his job security?
No, I didn't see
he
that.
He stopped and he was just like, "You trying to get another quote out of me?" The guy's like, "I'm just trying to do my job." Well, he said, "I'm trying to do my job too, and that's coach football. I already talked about it." I kind of made him like Sling Blade a little bit there. Yeah. You ain't seen Sling Blade. You don't
know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know. You're trying to act like you did, but I know you did.
What is Sling Blade?
I mean, it's a movie where the guy, you know, sounds a little bit like what I was just doing. Good movie. You wouldn't like it.
Of course not.
A little too slow for you.
Yeah.
More built up on acting than. You know, not a lot of flashy and.
That's what I need. Just flashy.
Yeah.
Just goofy.
No drumming.
Yeah, nothing.
The only movie you like with any substance is just like the drumming. And I feel like someone somewhere has told you that you look a little bit like Miles Teller. So you're really leaning into that and you're picturing yourself drumming. But either way. Yeah, so it's not going well for Ed Orgeron, who is, you know, like I said, getting testy about questions about his job security. Seems like he's on his last legs there. Are they going to move off him with $21 million left on his like buyout? Like, they have to, right?
Yeah, I think so.
They'll take him, they'll litigate him up about the Title IX stuff, and they'll find a way to try to like shorten it a little bit. But it seems like he's on his last legs. But equally, like, if Dan Mullen loses this game, like, he's going to find himself in trouble as well. Like, Dan Mullen's not on the safest of seats there.
That's
Florida
fair.
Seems like they have more of an itchy trigger finger than we ever do.
A little bit.
If you're not winning championships there, seems like, you know, he needs a good performance soon. That's probably why he's trying desperately to motivate his team against Vanderbilt. Like, we got to get better, guys. We got to get sharper. We're not good right now.
All pissed off at halftime. Did you see that?
And that's what Hayden was talking a little bit about. I didn't see it, though. I wasn't watching any of Florida Vanderbilt.
He just gave one-word answers to the reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Just like.
Just seemed really frustrated.
What do you think of the first half? Good.
But it was like, he was like, terrible.
Oh, okay. Terrible. What do you got to do better? Everything.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said.
Yeah. Okay, relax a little bit, buddy. Relax.
LSU fires Coach O. Are they going to go for a big name with that $21 million potential buyout that
John
they got
Gruden.
There?
They always act broke. Like, the state of Louisiana is always, like, broke, it seems like. But, I don't know. Seems like they were, like, letting it flop around, swing around. They went to get, like, Kim Mulkey. It seems like their AD.
Right.
I mean, who went, you know, when he was at Texas A&M, went and hired Jimbo. Like, it seems like he is obsessed with letting a big fish. So, I can't imagine if they fire, you know, Ed O, they're doing any worse than Billy Napier. I don't know if he'd be their first call, if he'd try to call Jimbo, because Jimbo, apparently, his dream job is LSU, and apparently he doesn't have really a signed contract or buyout at Texas A&M. But I would think it'd be either Jimbo, it might call Joe Brady, get told no by him, and then, you know, probably call Billy Napier. So they would upgrade.
They're going to pay Jimbo, though? That's my thing. Like, can they afford to pay all that money to Jimbo after just losing a bunch of money on Coach O? Like,
I don't know. What we always see is that the money can always turn up if it has to.
Yeah.
Very few schools have, like, let themselves completely get crippled just because they couldn't come up with the money. They can always make the money work, it seems like. Yeah, it's big, but didn't South Carolina just pay Will Muschamp, like, $18 million during a pandemic to go away?
Yep.
So, I mean, like, if South Carolina could pony up the money, I would think LSU could. That was still kind of wild to look back on, right? The fact that they fired Will Muschamp in a – everyone's like, oh, pandemic, everyone's safe. And everyone's like, nope, we're firing everybody. Everybody's getting fired in the pandemic because we realize life is too short to have a bad football team. A pandemic can wipe all this out. We better be good while we can. College football picks coming up after the break. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. I got my motor. Let's get to our college football picks of the weekend, brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. All right, Hyden, you got the scoreboard pulled up, the leaderboard?
Yes, I do.
Standings, give it to the people. How are we doing? What did we do last week? We don't do the season standings unless you, I mean, if you have them. If you
got, I have season standings. You've wanted to do that.
You have last week's too, or no?
I can do last week.
Just do ours. Yeah, do last week. Where did we go last week?
Okay, so last week.
We can do full season too. I don't know if you had it pulled up easily.
Yeah,
I got like 30 slides over
there.
I guess I probably should ask you during the commercial break.
Yeah, it's fun. I've got last week I went 4-3.
I've eaten so much food today. I'm still hungry.
Cam went 3-7. No, 3-4.
And then a chicken sandwich.
Cam went 3-4, hit his lock.
10:45.
Rough week.
Sean went 4-2, hit his lock.
Boom.
Draven went 3-3.
There you go.
Hey, improvement. We're improving.
Missed his lock. So we all hit our locks except for Draven.
What are my locks? I'm like 0-5 on my locks. 0-6.
Yeah, okay. So now we're going to go to the season standings right now. Let me go to the top of the screen here.
So 4-2, another big winning weekend for me. Love to see it.
Yep. So 66%. The standings. John's in first place. He's 16-7, 69.57%. He's 4-2 in his locks.
Nice.
Cam is in second. He's 23-12. He's 65.7%. He's 5-1 in his locks.
Let's go, Cam.
I'm third. I'm 25-23, 52%, 4-2 in my locks. Draven is 13-15, 46%, and 1-5 in his locks. 16%.
Huh. Interesting.
So, yeah. Start for this week. You ready?
Let's go.
All right. I'm going to start off first pick of the week, and I'm going to start off with the game tonight on ESPN. I like Syracuse plus 13.5 at home versus Clemson. I just don't think Clemson should be favored by two scores against anybody. I think Syracuse offense was pretty good last week. I was watching that Wake Forest game. I think they can stay in the game, and it's a home game, so I like that game. Also, like tomorrow, I like Arkansas minus 4.5 versus Auburn at home. I think Arkansas a big bounce back game. I think it's a little bit of a revenge game from that little that spike / fumble deal last year.
Okay.
I don't think they like each other. I like Auburn, or I like Arkansas minus 4.5. Then I like UCF plus 21.5. It's a big number in the American Conference. That game's always close. I don't care if Dylan Gabriel's not playing or not. That game will be close tomorrow. UCF plus 21.5. Cincinnati's not going to beat everybody by 50 this year. And I like Pittsburgh minus 4.5 at Virginia Tech. Pittsburgh's going to win the ACC this year. They're the best team. They're the best quarterback. And they have a pretty good offense. So I like Pittsburgh to beat Virginia Tech. And I like TCU plus 13.5 at Oklahoma. A little bit of a letdown game for Oklahoma. Everybody says this new quarterback is like going to beat everybody and lead them to the national championship. I don't think so. I think Oklahoma's pretty average. They've been in a close game every single week. I don't think they should be favored by 14 points. I like TCU. Boston College plus 3.5 at home hosting NC State. NC State, I don't know why they're even favoring this game. They're going on the road to Boston. And then also, like, NC State, like, they got drilled by Mississippi State. They're not good. I don't like Dave Dorn. I don't like Devin Leary. Their offense stinks. I like Boston College and their backup quarterback. If they can put up points, I like them plus 3.5. Then my lock of the week, John, tomorrow, noon on ESPN, I like the Florida Gators, minus 12.5 at LSU. LSU's team has quit on Edo. They're opting out. They're having more people opt out by the day. They might not even have people playing this weekend. I like Florida big, big, big. That's it.
Go ahead. Do your Gator chomp.
I'm not going to do it.
No, do your little Gator chomp. You're talking about Dan Mullen and all these things. Do your little Gator chomp.
No.
Da-na-na-na-na. Go ahead.
I don't think that's when they do the Gator Chomp, but.
Well, you could do either one. You could do the Gator Chomp, or you could do the go.
No, I'm not going to.
I
don't bet with my heart, John. So, right up here.
Right, but you're rooting for Florida tomorrow, so go ahead and say it. Who are you rooting for tomorrow?
Heart.
Who do you want to go? You going to be fist pumping when Dan Mullen and the boys are scoring?
They're only going to need to score 2 touchdowns. So
14-0, that's the final? Okay.
I don't think LSU's going to score more than 10.
Well, there you heard it. There's where Hodden's picks. All right, Cameron, what do you got for us?
All right, let's get back on track this week. Didn't have the greatest week last week, but no, I feel like I can bet more naturally.
You can breathe.
Yeah, I feel like I can bet
Not
more
me.
Naturally.
I'm like, ah, got to keep going. I had a good clip. One losing weekend, this could all come tumbling down. God, if I lose my college picks, I'm going to have nothing.
Yeah.
Because my NFL picks are so trash, I have to be good
honestly.
At college.
Got some wiggle room, though. So, I'm going to start off with the Friday slate. Cal, plus 13.5 at Oregon. Oregon's only won two games by double digits this year. Those two games were against Stony Brook and Arizona, who are a combined 0-11. Cal's also lost by double digits only once this year as well, despite being 1-4. They usually play Oregon close anyways. Oregon's dealing with some injuries coming off of last week. Cal keeps it within 13.5. Also, San Diego State, -9.5 at San Jose State. San Diego State's pretty good. They'll get it done. They've been rocking and rolling this year. They'll win by 10 points. I also have Kentucky at Georgia, -44.5. I think it's just that's just how it's going to go. They're both going to try to run the ball. It's going to be a quick game. Just lots of ball control. Not a lot of scoring from probably Kentucky's side. May not be a lot of scoring from Georgia's side either. Kentucky's defense isn't necessarily a pushover either. So it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think that 44.5 will go under. Purdue at Iowa, -42.5. Going to go back to the Iowa well. Didn't work out last week, but we're going to try and keep it working with the unders at home for Iowa. I got Alabama, -17.5 at Mississippi State. I think Alabama's looking for a bounce-back game after that loss last week, and I think they take it out on Mike Leach. So I think they're going to blitz them a little bit. Also have Arizona State.
Kind of wild to me that Alabama hasn't been very good in this situation under Nick Saban, though. You'd think like after losses they come back and lay a smackdown. They're only 6-12 following an outright loss under Saban. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
1-6. It falls to 1-6 when they're favored by 14 or more. So they haven't been good in that situation before. Not meaning they can't do it this upcoming game, but
oof. Well, yeah. We'll see. Hopefully, let's make that 2-6. Then I got Arizona State plus 0.5 at Utah. I think they win that game. I think Arizona State's going to win the Pac-12. I've been saying that. I said that in the offseason. Yep. I think they're going to get it done. I think Oregon will fizzle out a little bit. I think Arizona State's going to win that game against Utah tomorrow to start that off. And then finally, I was going to fade you and do Auburn plus 4.5. But I'm going to put Michigan State at Indiana over 48.5. Five of the last six Michigan State-Indiana games in Indiana have gone over. 10 of the last 13 in this matchup. Give me the over of 48.5 in that one. And I think I'm going to make my lock. I think I'm going to rock with San Diego State. 9.5 is my lock.
Yeah. Aztecs.
Oh, yeah. And 5-1 is locks. Keep it up.
How about that, Cam? 5-1. Thank you. All right, boys, this is the time. This is the time. We're almost getting to that halfway point of college football. This is the time where I get the ball rolling.
Your
right
picks
here.
Ain't been that bad, have they? Where are his picks?
I'm two games under 500. I got to get under 500. Locks have been rough. Locks have been very rough.
Yeah, 13-15.
That's not that bad.
Not terrible, but I want to get over 500.
Great.
I want to at least.
If we were fading
I'm not
him, we'd only be
last.
If we were fading him, we'd only be 15-13. That ain't that
that's
good
true.
Either.
Yeah.
It's true. But.
He just blah. There's absolutely no reason to listen to this part of the pick segment right here with Draven. You're just going to break even and lose the juice. If you bet more on the lock, you're going to lose some money. So you got to win the people back over.
Okay, we're going 5-0 this week, my friend.
I don't think
5-0. No,
I
feel so good about those picks. Just shut up, Hayden. All right, here we go. I'm right there with you, my friend. Actually going to agree with you. Arkansas, -4.5. Love it. Love it. Auburn's not good. Auburn's not good. Offensively, we saw what they did last couple of weeks. Bo Nix, I mean, he's getting benched. He's getting thrown back out there. It's a mess at the quarterback position, right? Arkansas, they're going to have a little something to prove defensively. Close loss, emotional loss. But I do think we talked about it yesterday and this or that, you know, buy into your coach a little bit. Hey, we played for the win. Not going to be mad. Didn't convert the play. Played for the win. Buying into Pittman. They win at home, -4.5. Love that pick.
Just little facts about that game. Arkansas loves to run the football. That's a big part of what they do. Auburn's really good at stopping the run and really good at running the ball, which Arkansas has struggled to stop, giving up about, I think, like 100 and something.
Pick Auburn, Cam.
Yeah, I was
going
to say.
You want me to add it to? Well, I wanted to leave it Auburn.
Put it on the board, too, okay. Cam. Put it on the board.
I'll put Auburn plus 4.5 on mine.
Don't be scared.
Why not?
Yeah. Don't be scared to go against
it's
Hayden.
On my list.
You're
it's on my list.
Hayden?
No, it's on my list. I'll rock with it.
I would be.
I just didn't want to give 8 picks.
24, John.
Best in the show by far.
Best in the show, John, by far. Not
whenever I was going. Whatever, just go ahead. 17-16 is good. That's good.
Arkansas. Yeah. Minus 4.5.
Damn right.
Hey, this is my time, by the way.
I think I'm rooting against Hayden's picks this week. He's be brought down a notch.
Who had Michigan State? Love Michigan State. Was that Cam?
Yeah,
Cam.
I had the over-under.
I do like them on the spread as well.
Minus 4.5. Indiana's been awful. Indiana, the expectations for this team was just so high, or at least decently high, but my goodness, Penix Jr.'s terrible, throwing picks. I mean, they literally haven't looked good really in a single game. They beat Western Kentucky by 2 points. They've gotten blown out against the two legit teams against Iowa. They got absolutely destroyed at the beginning of the season. No. They're not good. Michigan State's been consistent. They're going to win the same way. Defense, run the football a little bit, do their thing. Minus 4.5 on the road. Love it. Give me the Spartans. Keep it rolling. Going back to the SEC, Mizzou. Tigers, how about it? Win at home.
Ugh.
Plus 10.5. Yeah, plus 10.5.
They're going to win?
I'm kind of spilling a little bit of upset. I won't call the upset. Don't put that in, but do bet the plus 10.5 at home.
You sure it's not 8.5?
I thought it was.
I think it went up to double digits. Okay. Last I saw.
All I know is
10.5 right now.
Missouri is one of, I think, three teams that are 0-6 so far this year against the spread. Good luck.
Yeah, 10.5.
Let's go. Hey, eventually you got to get one.
I like that more than 10.5. I thought it was 9.5.
10.5 is a lot of points. Also, like, Texas A&M, they're just coming off that emotional victory. How could they regroup? How could they get up for this game? They're looking at Mizzou like, easy SEC win. I will say, too, Missouri can move the ball. We know that. Their defense has gone awful. Texas A&M's offense hasn't really been good. I know they did okay, good things against Bama, had a couple breaks, but their offense struggles a little bit. I think Missouri can score some points on them, keep them in the game.
Plus 10.5.
I love that pick. That might be my lock, but we'll see. Actually, No, we'll wait. Oklahoma State at Texas. I love Texas, man. Love me some Texas. Minus 4.5. Oklahoma State, by the way, Texas' quarterback has looked phenomenal against Oklahoma. Did he not? Looked good, right?
Until the fourth quarter.
Well, still was making some plays. Still was able to at least tie the game up. You can't stop them on, Oklahoma's trying to kick a field goal at the end of the game. You can't let them just not score a touchdown on that play. Either way, Texas is going to win this game. Oklahoma State's good defensively. They are. They're good defensively. Probably best defense in the Big 12, I would say, at this point. Yep. But their offense has struggled. Spencer Sanders, he's been banged up. Hayden, he's been banged up so far this season. And the last game that he played against Baylor, they won 24-14, but he was god-awful in that game. He threw 3 interceptions. Really was the only reason it was a close game. They should have blew Baylor out of the water. Close game because he struggled. I think he struggles in this game. Texas, we know they can score some points. They can do that on this defense. Love it. Love the Horns. Minus 4.5. Bouncing back. Big bounce back. And actually, you know what? I'll make this last pick my lock. I just don't get why this spread the way it is. I don't get that. UCLA, plus 1.5 at Washington. Like, are we joking? Washington has been so bad.
Who plus 1.5?
UCLA, plus 1.5 at Washington. Washington has been really, they've been terrible this year. They just lost to Oregon State. Do we realize that? You realize that, John? Washington just lost to Oregon State. They lost to the Beavers, man. UCLA, yeah, got off to that great start. It's definitely come down to earth since, where they get blown out by Arizona State one night. They'll bounce back. They're a much better team. Road dogs. I don't understand why they're dogs in this game. They're a lot better than Washington. Lock of the week, UCLA. Let's go, Chip. Come on, Chip. Riding the Bruins.
Okay.
That's it right there for you. 5 picks. Man, how good did all those sound, though? Huh?
Carson's highly disagreeing with you, but.
Of course.
Raven, I actually really like a lot of your picks. I don't like Texas, but the other ones I like.
Thank you. That's a 5-0 week if I've ever seen one.
I think Texas over, but.
Traditionally go under against Oklahoma State, actually. But I could
see
it this
year. Their defense
is
good.
I'm with whoever it was. I think it was my running mate, Cam, who had Cal plus 13.5.
Yep.
I don't love it. I got burned by this last week whenever I just went with the trends, but I'm going to ride the trends. Cal, 13-4 against the spread as a road underdog under Wilcox. They cover in this situation. Oregon does not cover. Oregon, 0-5 in 5 straight conference games. They do not take care of business against their Pac-12 brethren, and they're 0-7 in their last 7 as a favorite. Add all that up. Give me Cal plus 13.5. We'll keep it close.
Nets tonight.
Yep. Give me Oklahoma State Oklahoma State 12-3 in their last 15 games as an underdog. 14-6 against the spread versus ranked opponents in their last five seasons. That is the best in all of college football of anyone who's played at least 15 of those games. So Oklahoma State covers against ranked opponents better than anybody in the country. 14-6 in their last 20. Give me them. Nice. Give me Georgia. First half, minus 12.5.
Okay.
I just don't see Kentucky scoring any points. Georgia will find a way to get to 17 in the first half. 17-3 gets us to the window. And also, just go ahead. I'm going to ride Georgia again for the whole game. 21.5. Let me do a little double dip here. Okay. Georgia 12.5 first half. Georgia minus 21.5 for the whole game. Favorites of 21 or more in top 15 matchups are 10-3 against the spread since 1978. When it's this close and one team is that much favored over another, you know, chances are that team is going to beat the hell out of the team.
That was
Georgia.
That was Carson's lock of the week.
Georgia's going to beat that. He's a Georgia fan.
He's lying.
It's like, I know. It's like he's telling me, he's hyping me up about the 49ers and they're 2-3. All right, Carson, relax a little bit. But I do like Georgia 21.5. And then give me the Vols over. Vols Ole Miss over. I'm going to take the over. This is not a trends pick. The trends actually say to go under. I'm not taking the under. Actually, mark that off. I don't want that. I just want four picks. That was going to be my fifth that I was just going to try to get five on. I don't have five for this week. I just got four.
Okay.
Which one's your lock?
Georgia first half.
Okay.
Those picks were brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Ah, yes. We love FanDuel Sportsbook. You heard all those lines. They were all courtesy of them. You can go sign up at FanDuel Sportsbook. Take advantage of their NFL risk-free bets. Had a risk-free same-game parlay last night that we lost. That's okay. They give me my money back. We're all good. You can do the same every week. All customers. FanDuel will give you up to $10 back on every week. Not every same-game parlay. Every week. Fast payouts, easy to use, safe and secure. There's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay. You can do that this weekend. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, use the promo code TALKSPORTS, and you also receive 30-1 enhanced odds on the Thursday night matchup, which was last night. I guess I should have told you that last night. Forget I said that. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issue is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789. Cam, send us to break. Got some Tyon Evans news after the break. Tyon Evans says on Instagram Live he's playing tomorrow.
Hey, let's go.
I believe the update from Austin Price on VolQuest says that he has gathered intel that says he is going to be a game-time decision. They're going to try to let him go. Going to see if he can tolerate the pain. See if he can make cuts. Says he is cutting right now. It's just going to be up to him whether or not he can handle it when it comes to game time.
That doesn't sound very good.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
You'd rather him just not play at all?
He's not 100%. Like, do you really want him out there? Like, he's so explosive, man. You don't want him out there not 100%.
I mean, I think I would take him at 85 or 90%. Now, I'm not saying he can be your bell cow if he's 85 or 90%, but I would rather have him than Lyneth Whitehead out there. Now, would I rather have 100% Jabari Small or an 85, 90% Tyon Evans? Then I might go Small.
Mm-hmm.
But Small's not going to be able to handle, you know, 100% of snaps.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I think it's very important. Like, I do think Tennessee needs both of those guys out there. And if he can't be 100%, then, you know, give us what you can give us. But I think him playing is a big deal. I think he's very good at football.
I agree. But what makes him really good, again, is his ability to cut, explosiveness, all that. If he's just not the same, might be a little disappointing. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not expecting him to run wild. But I do think, I mean, you know how deflated everyone was whenever the news came out that he was out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, people got pretty sad about that. So do we not think that him being there would at least get some people fired up? At least keep people from getting dejected? Maybe not.
See how he looks.
Maybe it'd be worse if he came out there and only got to play a half or, you know, play a quarter and or play a drive or a couple plays and couldn't go. Maybe that would be more dejecting. I don't know, but I think he'd be welcomed with open arms if he's able to play. Hayden, what do you think? Does it matter if Tyron Evans is 85%? Should he just sit out if that's the case? Because I don't think he's going to be able to be 100.
Yeah, I don't know. We haven't really got to see that much of Jabari Small anyway. Like I feel like he's been kind of hurt a lot too, so that makes me nervous. Like if he's getting the lion's share of the carries, like if is he going to be able to like hold up? And I mean, like you said, Lenith Whitehead like looks like he should be maybe playing defense. So I don't know. I worry about like having the lack of explosiveness at running back against Ole Miss, even though their defense is bad.
I think mentally having him out there, and I think everyone kind of acknowledges he's one of our best offensive players this year. I think having him out there on the field is just a win, regardless, if he's able to go. You give him a chance, and if he can't make the cuts and he can't play and have the explosiveness that he needs, then you go somewhere else. But I do think him being out there would get people excited. And you give the kid credit. I mean, this kind of just plays into how big this game is. I mean, we don't need to say it anymore. We know how big the game is. And it would suck for him to have to miss it, so I'm sure he is doing everything he can to get out there. Mm-hmm. And I think it's nice that despite the report from WBIR and John Bryce yesterday that he was out, that, you know, Josh Heupel is giving him time. Like, it's truly a game-time decision. You might not be able to go, but we're going to give you a chance to get dressed, go through warm-ups, see if you can do anything. And if you can't, you can't. But if you can give us 10 carries.
Yeah.
Go out there and give us 10 carries. Now, maybe you get in there, the adrenaline gets popping. Like, because you can do workouts, right? Like, you can get out there and do your cuts in practice, and they're going to feel a little bit different. But whenever you get the juices actually flowing, you see 100,000 people out there and that adrenaline kicks in, my ankle might not hurt as much then.
Be rough the next day, but.
Yeah.
Be rough the next day.
It will
be.
And, you know, if I'm him, personally, I'm like, I would much rather play against Ole Miss than Alabama.
Yeah.
Go ahead and let me get this game against Ole Miss, and then I'll take the Alabama and the bye week and get healthy for Kentucky. Like, that's what I'm. That's my plan right now if I'm him. Maybe he wants to run against Alabama too, but I would just be like, hey, I'm good. I'm going to play against Ole Miss. I'm going to run through this defense. I'm going to get my buck 50, and then I'm going to take 2 weeks off. Coach, we good with that? Sure you don't want to give me your ticket? You're going to stay here all weekend, really? Okay. Mm. You do you. You do you.
Sorry.
Hour two in the books. We'll kick off hour 3 with headlines. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Your pet is an important part.